Hey you, Nina here. Today's episode deals with setbacks. We are going to be playing with loss. In particular, for those of you who are entrepreneurs or anyone who's got a project out there, this episode is for you and features the story of Bow Bros Bistro owner, Chris Garcia. So, are you ready to play?
Welcome to Triggered. Can we play with that? You know that moment when your emotions ramp up in an instant, leaving you feeling helpless, frozen, or out of control? In that moment, you've been emotionally hijacked, the very definition of triggered. And I want to ask you, can we play with that? I'm Nina L. Garcia, drama therapist and empowerment coach of Houston Creative Arts Therapy. Join me as we discover ways to empower you and the people who mean the most to you, to transform hard conversations into teachable moments. Triggered. Real playful. Real respectful. Real empowered.
All right, so first thing we usually do is we just take a breath on in. And exhale out. All right, so welcome, Chris. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, Nina, how's it going?
It's going. I will tell the listeners backstory already. We're now an hour and 15 minutes into trying to record this puppy because we had issue after another. But you know what? Sometimes that is just how life throws things at you and you just got to roll with it.
So hey, that's what happens.
That is what happens. So, Chris, I know that you've listened to a few episodes of the podcast, and when we got your survey, we were, of course, really excited about it because, you know, we're just launching into episodes ourselves. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about whatever it is you want to share about what it is for you as a human being that makes you you? You could share about what you do, who you are, family, no family. This is just an open invitation to share. What would you like to share?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I'll start off at the highest level, right? So my kind of mission in life, if you will, right, is to empower others to achieve their full potential. And so, you know, there's lots of different ways that I try to manifest that. I wear many a hat, right? I'm a father of two great kids. I am a husband to a wonderful wife. Mm-hmm. I am a business owner. I have a restaurant. Okay. I'm a member of the Texas Army National Guard. Woo! And so, yeah, lots of different hats that I wear ultimately to try to empower others to achieve their full potential. And so, yeah, that's just a little bit about me.
No kidding on the hat front. Multiple hats. Multiple mm-hmm. different, one of the pieces that we talk about here is different identity pieces that come up with that, right? That at the core of us, we hope that our values stay the same no matter what we're doing. But the way that we express ourselves is so different, you know, when you're with your buds in the National Guard versus when you're with your family trying to be the dad role, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes. So thank you so much again. For the listeners out there, Chris is the owner of Bow Bros Bistro out in Cyprus. Shout out to them. Otherwise, and I have to say, is that something you want them to know? Because I can edit that out too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, no, good. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So we'll continue. First thing that we always do is we want to set the intent. So the intent for any of these conversation sessions is, of course, to have a conversation. Let's laugh about it. Let's talk about it. We may even cry about it. We don't know where it's going to go, but we know that it's going to be a conversation from human to human. Fair?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Fair. Sounds good.
So the intention is, I love that you've already said that you're, you know, one of your missions is to empower people. I know that it's definitely in my wheelhouse. Let's empower. And the intent of these conversation sessions is to empower people to turn hard conversations, right, moments in which they are triggered by something bigger and older than the actual present moment. And let's turn it into a teachable moment, right? What can we learn from this? Instead of letting our emotions hijack us, what can we do to really have some sense of intention that is mindfully aware, right? To really be aware of how we're living intentionally in the moment. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love it.
Excelente. So we come over to your moment, right? And we're going to share the title of your moment, which when you sent it in was When the Writing Comes Off the Wall. Does that still feel appropriate?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does. And I think you'll see why in just a sec.
Okay. And there's laughter now. But when you think about when the writing comes off the wall and how you've named this moment, what is already called up in your body? What emotions, feelings, thoughts?
Yeah.
Before you even share about the moment, what's called up in your body in this moment?
Well, I think it's very different now in this moment than it was then in that moment, right?
Oh, look at you with your self-awareness, 10 points, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, now I think I'm much more calm about it. It's not something, you know, in your, you know, continuum of triggering, you know, it might be like a level one or two now. Versus in the moment, it was probably up, you know, somewhere around a 4, maybe even a 5.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And so, you know, I think that right now I can see rationally where we are today and how, you know, maybe some of the fears, some of the concerns that were manifesting themselves in the moment didn't exactly come to fruition. And in fact, a number of good things have actually come since that moment. And so... You know,
silver
there's been
linings to dark clouds,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's been a lot of blessings in disguise, if you will.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to get to those, but because this is like triggered, I want to start mm-hmm. with the rough stuff first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I love that we're at more of a 1-2 now, but you admit it, right? The truth of it is at the moment it's triggering. It was a 4 or 5. And for those listeners who don't know the continuum thinking of things, definitely head back to one of those episodes. But I'll give a brief mm-hmm. recap here is it's the idea of 4 or 5 is like orange red zone. This is critical. My life is being threatened right now. This is an emergency. I have to figure out what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That can be physical, emotional, right? But it's all the perceived threat. So when you say 4 or 5, I think this felt really serious to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was something that, you know, had we, you know, depending on how you react, right? And I'm a firm believer, right? So, you know, life is about 10% what happens to you, about 90% how you react to it. Mm-hmm. But depending on the reaction that would have followed, it could have, you know, either crippled our business or, you know, been a springboard, which is thankfully kind of the latter of what it has been for the most part. Not going to lie, there's still some challenges we're dealing with, but you know, but definitely it was threatening in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to frame what you just said. 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react. That is such empowered thinking. Thank you so much for dropping that seed of knowledge for us.
Hey,
love it.
No problem. I didn't come up with it, so but I'm happy to share it.
Right? I love this though too, like the reality of like even what I share on this podcast, I haven't created any of these things, right? I may have reframed some of them. I may have put my own spin on it, but mm-hmm. we're standing on the shoulders of giants. Like use what people have said and done before you that you know works and, you know, make it your own and pass it on.
Exactly.
So tell us the story. Let's get into it. This is when the writing comes off the wall.
So, so we opened the business about 3 months ago. Actually, it was 3 days ago. It was 3 months to the day, right? And so, you know, when I opened the business, it was originally me, my father, and a partner who we had brought on, which was our executive chef. And so we'd been, you know, working together over the last 3 months, and me and him really went hard and created basically the entire menu, built out the concept together. I mean, a lot of the concept came prior to even bringing him on, but he was instrumental in mm-hmm. helping to put together the menu and a lot of the processes that we use, you know, within the restaurant, especially in the kitchen and primarily really in the kitchen, which is, as anyone will tell you who owns a restaurant, the heart of the house, mm-hmm. right? And so... you know, it was one of those things though, where, you know, for everything that we did and, for as well as we were able to work together, there were definitely some, maybe a misalignment at times of values and of beliefs and of even just, you know, expectations. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when I say when the writing comes off the wall, right, I say that because I had said, prior to this fateful day that, you know, what happened could be coming essentially, right? So it wasn't that it was a 100% a surprise, but obviously the way in which it happened took me by surprise. And so, you know, like I said, we'd been working together for a while having our differences here and there, but, you know, certainly trying to continue to move forward with the big picture in mind that we're trying to build something that's bigger than both of us here, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are certain processes and things that we do. And one morning, you know, I had noticed that something was done incorrectly, right, that we had both agreed upon and that I thought, you know, was relatively simple, you know. And so I said, hey, you know, just took a picture, said, hey, you know, what's going on here? And I, you know, that was basically the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, for him.
So this had already been something that was cycling. And here it is. This is the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that, while I knew there was some level of discontent on his end and as well on my end, right? Again, I thought there was a mutual sort of commitment to this bigger vision of where we're trying to go with this, right? And so, which is that, you know, ultimately one day we want to be able to franchise the restaurant, right? And so we're committed to that vision and being able to empower more people. Right.
Absolutely.
And that's how we do that.
Yeah. Big picture thinking too. And I want to just, for our listeners out there, just to offer some perspective, we're talking about a man who has opened a restaurant in the middle of COVID. Okay. Has a family to support. He has employees he's trying to raise up. He's got this bigger vision, right? The level of the stakes that Chris is already talking about that he's at. And he, as so far as he knows, you know, this employee is also on board, right? It understands how high the stakes are. Did I get that right, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, yeah, you nailed it. I think, and that's where this is also high stakes, right? And so high stakes, but, you know, we're moving forward. We're making progress toward the vision and it's wonderful, right? And so, like I said, you know, it was just one morning I come in, I see that, and we've talked about this. So I am inwardly probably already immediately triggered at about like a 3, right? Like I'm pretty heated at this point because this is something we'd agreed upon, was not going to be the process. And lo and behold, what do I see? But, you know, this is incorrect, right? This isn't how we're going to do this, right? Yeah. And so, you know, like I said, I send that picture over. Hey, what's this, right? And the response was, because I want to, right? So my question was, why is, you know, this particular cut of meat, right, in the oven on a piece of butcher paper, which it's not supposed to be, right?
Okay.
And
meat
so
on the paper, not supposed to be. You've talked right, about this extensively.
This is a no-no, right? This is a no-no. Without going into too much kitchen lingo and why it's a no-no, it's a no-no.
It's a no-no. We got that, listeners. This is a no-no.
And, you know, I say, well, why is this like this, right? And like I said, the response, I'm already about like a 3. The response was, because I want to, exclamation point.
Exclamation point?
Yes. No. So it wasn't even just because I want to passively. It was because I want to, right? Yelling at you.
Yes. Right. I definitely experienced this way. I mean, exclamation point.
Yeah. And so, and to which rapid succession of messages that follow, hey, Chris, if you don't like the way I do, mind you, the English is a little broken here, but if you don't like the way I do, you need to find a new chef. Okay. Today is my last day. I quit. Right. All in a matter of probably 60 seconds.
Okay, so already we've got several reasons for trigger. The stakes have gone way higher. Now there's emotions, right? I'm hearing anger, frustration. If you don't like the way I'm doing, I'm hearing a little bit of territorialism in here, some power grabbing maybe. And then you mentioned broken English, that the English is a little broken. Are we also dealing with some different cultural pieces as far as language barriers may be concerned?
Yeah, I think it's
that can raise the stakes again.
Yeah, I think it's a language barrier. Mm. It's a personality thing. And then I think it's probably, to some extent, difficulty in communicating, right? Maybe emotions and feelings and things. Mm. And, you know, and that could be on both of us, right? You know, we're communicating in English, but that's not this individual's first language. And so there are some language barriers there.
Oh, definitely, yes.
But, you know, the fact remains that there was definitely something more than just the language barrier that drove this sort of reaction in this individual, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me now I'm, wow. Okay. In a matter of 60 seconds, I basically had a partner who I thought was committed to this long-term vision, who was an instrumental part, you know, of the restaurant, right, and keeping the kitchen run. Whereas I sort of focus more on, hey, running the front and overall finances of the restaurant. And now in a matter of 60 seconds, gone, right? Oh my gosh. I'm suddenly, boom, by myself.
Yeah. Even as you said that, and you mentioned that the kitchen is the heart of the home, and I imagine you running everything is like the head, right? So you've got like the body of this, like this, I don't want to say baby, but this like child, this being that you've brought into existence, which is this restaurant. And then you have the heart has all of a sudden just been pulled out of the restaurant, so to speak.
Yeah. I think the heart suddenly skips a beat, right? You know, and all of a sudden it decides it doesn't want to work. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's immediately for me in the moment, the emotions, right. I'm feeling, trying to stay calm, right, as best I can. But now I am immediately, my brain is just wired to go into this fight or flight mode, right? Like I'm up to that 4 or 5,
yes.
And I am, all I can think is I have to find a way. I mean, and this individual, keep in mind, was scheduled to come into work the next day. So not only do I have to find a way to cover just the shift that this individual is supposed to be working, right? And the shifts, plural, right? Because they're on the schedule for the rest of the week. I have to find a way to ensure consistency and quality in our kitchen,
absolutely,
right? And in the product that we put out to customers, right? And so, you know, I think it was one of those things, and I'm trying to stay calm and sort of, okay, it's not going to be a problem.
Can we dive into the stress? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely.
The stress of this moment. We've got some great imagery already of, you know, this, the body and the heart and the head here. And now the heart's decided it wants to stop, right? So it skipped a beat. Now it's like, I've stopped. And now you have to figure out, how do I get the heart to come back? Because the heart was not the person, but the heart is a piece of this, of which that person was an integral part. And so now you've got to figure out, how do you get that piece of it moving again, or beating again, as it were. When you talk about, you've now moved up from a 3 to a 4 or 5, what was happening in your body? You said your thoughts were racing, right? This is what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
What else was happening in your body where may have been tension, heat? These are typically things associated. What else were you noticing?
Yeah. So what I've noticed, you know, it tends to be in the face, right? Like I mean, so there's a few, well, actually, so there's a few areas, right? Not, hopefully nobody is disturbed by any of what I'll say, but, you know, I think it starts to me with, you know, the face, right? I immediately feel the pressure, and it's strange, right? But there is a pressure that builds sort of in the head, in the face. There's tension, everything is feeling like there's weight upon my face, right? Like I can't even smile because I have these pressures that have weighed down. That actually also unfortunately manifests itself in an upset stomach at times, right? And so for me, I don't have to vomit per se, but you know, I may find myself taking more frequent trips to the bathroom throughout the day. Which was certainly the case that day. Yeah,
yes.
Unfortunately. And so, you know, and I'm sure there's people out there who can relate to that, right? Where
absolutely,
you're just like, that you're just feeling this immense pressure and your body feels heavier. Everything feels heavier. Your stomach suddenly, it's like you're not hungry, but your stomach is upset. And, you know, you're trying to focus on what do I need to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? Right. But there's a million things that you feel like, okay, I, you know, I need to do. And especially with where we are, I mentioned we were only open for 3 months. So we're still building a number of the processes to make sure that the restaurant is consistent. Right. And that we're delivering a high quality product, you know? And so, and that was, it was, you know, I would even add some more context that this was supposed to be the first week where I was going to be able to truly, truly focus on making some big operational changes in the restaurant and really focus on just marketing the restaurant, letting the community know that we're here, which we hadn't had much time to do. You know, as anybody who opens a restaurant can tell you, you're busy, you're going busy. Nonstop. You don't have time always to you know, get out into the community and just hand somebody a menu, you know, say, hey, come check us out. And so I was really looking forward to doing all that. I had all these high expectations, these high hopes. And then immediately I just see all of that in an instant just go up in smoke, right? And all of a sudden the house is on fire. And how do I put this fire out and without, you know, I mean, and as quickly as possible, right? With, absolutely, without the flames doing, you know, as doing minimal damage to this structure, right?
Gosh.
So.
Even the images that you're giving, right? This is how you know you've been triggered, right? If your house is not literally, if your house were literally on fire, that's a threat response, right? You would expect fight, flight, something to happen. We're talking about the feeling, right? That if something is on fire and must be rectified, right? Must be fixed, or else it really is all going to just turn into cinder, right? It's just going to turn into ash. Oh my gosh, there were some pieces that you mentioned, even beyond the idea that there was fire, that things are burning down, that instead of, for the entrepreneurs out there, you wanted to get ready to start moving into that exciting phase of, I'm not working in the business anymore, I'm working on the business.
Absolutely. Right?
So a lot of people are going to correlate with that. And there is this beautiful description that you have of what was going on in your body. What an awareness there. And it is what other people experience. And I want to offer a little psychoeducation on this for you, for everyone out there who may not know this. What ends up happening with any perceived threat, whether it is real or not, right? Any perceived threat, if your threat response gets activated, your sympathetic nervous system jacks on up and says, we've got to, you know, danger, Will Robinson, we've got to do something about this, right? And your parasympathetic nervous system goes away, which means all of your blood starts to flow to the center of your body. So that pressure that you were feeling, the heaviness that you're feeling goes there. Your digestive system shuts down. Your body says, we don't have time to even move right now. We may have to run. Your adrenaline kicks up. So everything you described is what happens when we have any sort of threat.
That's incredible. And yeah. And it's funny to think that it's such a primitive response, right? That it's so present and that it still exists exactly the way it did, I'm sure, survive, you know, hundreds, thousands of years ago.
Absolutely. Your body wants to survive at any cost, right? Our bodies want to survive at any cost. And they will do what is necessary, including tear down things around us if it means we can survive. Oh, wow.
Gosh.
So is there anything else about this that you just need to express, you want to get it out? I'm here to listen. What else still needs to be shared on this?
Well, I think that, you know, you as with any major life event, you tend to go through, I think, a cycle of emotions, right? And so initially, I think there's always this immediate stress that just sort of overcomes you, right? But, you know, the most interesting thing happened because the next day, you know, that day, gosh, I mean, my brain, I just wasn't in a good place. I wasn't in a great place. And
you got this. Breathe through it. Just take a minute. No rush.
Okay.
Take your time, Chris. There's no rush. I might invite you to take a breath.
Yes, good. Okay, we're back. So
you're actually hearing me now, pausing the episode. I am recording this bit here after the entire episode has been recorded to go back on this moment of strength and vulnerability. And what you hear me saying more than once is, we're not in a rush. Take your time. Too often the narrative is pick up and go, survive, pick up and go, right? Figure it out, let's move. And that is from a survival-oriented space. But if we can take that moment, acknowledge the fears that are there, and just give them some space by breathing into them, just noting where it is in your body and giving it some space, you will be all the stronger, more aware, and feeling more whole for it. Too often we're told to push away the feelings to keep going. And I want to just validate this moment. It is such a great tool to practice of giving yourself that space to own where you're at. Take that breath,
and then keep going. All right, let's get back to the episode, friends.
Not in the best of places that day. But the next day when I woke up, you know, I had this overwhelming sense of relief. And it was the strangest thing, but not maybe not the strangest thing, right? You know, where I just felt like, you know, it's going to be okay. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm a man of faith. And so, you know, I do think, you know, God just sort of maybe held me and said, hey, you didn't come, I didn't let you come this far to fail. You know, that's not why I brought you this far.
Wow.
You know, and I think I would want to express that to everybody, right, who listens, is, you know, you have to have that faith. You have to, you know, and, you know, especially my entrepreneurs out there. Gosh, guys, it gets tough, you know, and we don't talk about how tough it gets all the time. Many people can never understand, I think, and I try to express this to people, right, the level of sacrifice that it really takes, you know, to be an entrepreneur, right? The time, the money, you know, all of the things, you know, the stress, right? The emotional toll that it takes on you. And so, you know, I think, gosh, it was one of those things where, what a moment, to be able to wake up and to have that sort of inner peace to say, hey, you know what? There is a silver lining here. You know, things are going to be okay. We are going to figure this out. Absolutely. We're going to figure this out. Right.
Absolutely.
We built this up, and this is not going to be torn down so easily as, you know, one person deciding that they no longer want to continue to build the vision, right? The vision has to live on. It has to persist. So, you know, I think that I'd want everybody to just know that, you know, it's just keep the faith strong, you know, and on those rough days, it's okay. You're going to feel all those emotions, you know, and just, you have to sort of ride that. You know, we have a saying, me and some of my buddies, you know, you kind of ride the roller coaster, right? You know, sometimes it's headed up, sometimes it's flying down, and, you know, your stomach is in your chest. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said at the beginning, life is, it truly is about 10% what happens to you and 90% how you decide you want to react to it, right? And all you can do in any of those situations is just take one more step forward. Right? May not be a big step, maybe a small step, but just take another step forward and, you know, keep moving, right? You're going to make it.
Absolutely. What an image of right, this roller coaster. How do you ride the roller coaster that is life? Life, which is inherently unstable, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to throw things everyone's way. And knowing, though, the power that there is in knowing, this is not a box that I'm stuck in. This is not, you know, forever. This moment does not define the rest of my life. This is a
exactly.
moment. This too shall mm-hmm. pass. It too will end, and I will move on to the next moment. Right? I think, audience, we lost Chris's sound. I just want to check in. There we go. I think you're back now.
Sorry. That's technology, okay. Right? 2021. Here we are, baby.
So, you know, one of the pieces of these conversations is the psychoeducation part, which we've spoken about a little, but also some of these, the tools that we use. And in this conversation alone, you've expressed some cognitive tools, of just being able to understand the situation is the present moment. It's not going to last forever, right? Some imagery, the power of metaphorizing something. Right, it's a powerful thing to know and be able to recognize when you feel like things are burning down around you. When we don't recognize that that's our experience of the world, that is when things start to trickle up, like addiction, codependence, fill in the blank, right? Substances, behaviors that start putting those horrible, big, intense things that we don't want to deal with because they're so triggering, we start putting them under the rug and in the closet. And you seem to have such a great self-awareness, right? Which is a wonderful tool that we can cultivate, folks. This is not something that we are, you know, some of us are just born with at birth. It's cultivated, right? And so no matter how old you are, it's something that you can start latching onto now, is this self-awareness that, you know, Chris has shared with us, that you have shared with us, Chris, when it comes to staying in the moment, and that even after all this, you took the day, it was a rough day. I appreciate your vulnerability with us, because that is so raw and honest as a human being. And then you woke up the next day, and what you noticed in staying in the moment was a sense of relief that actually something that had been misaligned was now removed. Now there was space for you to put in something that was more aligned.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, I think you summarized it so well. I think that's exactly what it was. It was just knowing that there was, you know, something, this piece, right, that wasn't working, right? That I had tried to accommodate, that I had tried to work around, and finally that piece was gone. And that, you know, it was almost as if the business was being anchored in some ways and held back. And now we could really, you know, set sail for the brighter, you know, for new shore, new oceans and new shores. Right. And that's where we are today.
Oh my gosh. You're just killing it on the metaphor front. I feel like, so at the end of every episode, I usually say something like, here's what I want, you know, you listeners, warriors out there, to consider for the next week, month, day, whatever it is, that if you could just take a moment to consider where in your life you may be anchored ineffectively, right? That it's not your choice. It's not intentionally. When something is anchoring you down and your ship should actually be setting sail for new, you know, patches of sea, whatever the word is for those seafarers out there, right? What a beautiful image, right? The new shores.
Yeah, new oceans.
Oh, what a great takeaway. This is another thing I ask, and Chris, you've already shared so much with us, but I just want to give one more opportunity. Is there anything that you're taking away from being able to have had this conversation, to have gone to the hard place? Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And to know that, you know, you've come back, you're here, and your ship is moving forward, my friend.
Yeah. No, I think even today, you know, I think we always deal with all the pressures of life, right, on a daily basis. And some days are better than others, right? Even today, I woke up feeling pretty stressed, which is never a great way to wake up, right? Nobody wants to wake up in the morning feeling stressed. It's like, oh, geez. There, you know, I'm already feeling this way. Crap. Okay. Well, let's see if we can pick it up throughout the day. Right. But I think this conversation has actually helped, you know. I think there's some things that, you know, obviously, like I said, hey, we're still in the thick of it. Right. We're not out of the pandemic yet. We're definitely not, you know, 100% where we need to be as a restaurant, but you know what, we're getting there. And there's some new challenges that have presented themselves this week. Good challenges, but challenges nonetheless. And I think oftentimes, I guess I would just say, is like, sometimes we have this irrational fear of the what if, right? Like, and I think you have to take this step back and sort of say, gosh, you know what? Okay, what's the worst that could happen, right? And on a scale of 1 to 10, I used to do this. I'd be like, all right, on a scale of 1 to 10, all right, am I going to die? No. Okay. Well, then the worst that could happen is I'm not going to die, you know? So
yes,
great. You know, that's
thinking.
The worst that could happen. Right. And it's not going to happen. So,
no.
You know, so these challenges that are suddenly presenting themselves, as of yesterday, right. Mm-hmm. So how funny, right, to come into this conversation, you know, I think it's a great reminder that only a few weeks ago, because this is very recent, that this departure happened, right. As recent as the beginning of this month, it was about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, only 3 weeks ago, we encountered a major obstacle, a major challenge, and we overcame it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, we had the following 2 weeks were the best weeks we'd ever had as a restaurant.
Incredible.
Right. And they weren't easy. They were hard. I spent a lot of time, you know, the hours were long, but the reward was there. Right. And to see the direct correlation between effort and reward is powerful. And, you know, so I think just for me in this conversation, it's a healthy reminder that the stresses that come in are temporary. I love the way you put that. It is temporary, right? On a scale, if we're thinking in a continuum, it's really not that bad, right? And that there is going to be a light, if you will, at the end of the tunnel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever that means for whoever's listening, right? You know, that's think of that light. It's still there. Don't don't get so bogged down in the tunnel that you feel like, gosh, I just, you know, there's going to be those days where you feel like you can't see it, but I promise you it's there. Right. And you just have to reconnect to that. Right. You have to reconnect to your why, whatever that is. Right. And to look at that light and say, you know, keep your eyes on the prize, essentially. Right. And so, yeah, thank you, because I think that's been a healthy reminder for me this morning that I just have to sort of keep my eyes on the prize. Right. What are we working for? Right. Toward why are we doing this? Right. And that the vision, the mission is bigger. So it will persist. They will go on.
Incredible. Excuse me. Incredible. I have to say, for me, takeaways, I have this feeling of like inspiration in my chest. I think there's a tenderness there too. I think there might be I think there's a tearfulness behind my eyes, and a warmth spreading out into the shoulders. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for you sharing this moment and the journey with us, especially as an entrepreneur myself. And for those of us who are trying to get to the next project, whatever that is, whether you're a mom and it's for the kids or it's for you as a human being, whatever it is that is next on your thing, to remember that the tunnel is just a tunnel, right? There is an end to the tunnel. It is not forever. Oh, just so inspirational, Chris. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today. I look forward to heading out to Balbo's Bistro so that I can get me a little something.
Absolutely. Hey, come see us. No, thank you. I think it's been wonderful. Just so happy to have a chance to, you know, share the story and, you know, hopefully maybe empower or inspire one more entrepreneur out there to make it, you know, that they're going to make it. So, you know, thank you for allowing me to come and the opportunity. It's been awesome. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Oh, listeners, that is what we planned for today, folks. Thanks you so much for taking a minute to explore your triggers as human beings. And if this has been helpful and you'd like to support Triggered Can We Play With That, please feel free to leave a rating and or review on iTunes, as it really helps other people find us when you do. Otherwise, stay safe out there.